Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all to
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can only imagine, my God, what it would be like just to see him face to face. We just thank God for this day. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. This is Pastor Rebecca, and I am here joined by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony, and we are ready to go to the throne room. We are ready to go forth in prayer, amen, rejoicing and praising God and thanking the Lord and just magnifying the Lord on today. So just before my husband comes with the word, we're just going to invite God's presence in. We're going to just go ahead and open with prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your glory. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hands upon our lives. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for breath in our bodies. We thank you for purpose. We thank you, Jesus, for power. We thank you, Lord, for the precious Holy Ghost. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to have your way. Have your way. Thank you for blessing this prayer line. Thank you for blessing each and every prayer warrior. Thank you for blessing the intercessors, oh God, those who come each and every Tuesday to join and knit their hearts together with us to pray. My God, you said if my people who are called by my name will repent, turn from their sins, humble themselves, and pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So, Lord, we are coming together. We are repenting, God. We are, Father God, coming with a spirit of humility, God. We are praying, oh God. We are seeking your face, oh God. We are seeking, Father God, your hand in the middle of every situation that we are facing, God. We are seeking to hear from you, God. We are seeking solutions. We are seeking answers, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise you on today, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. You alone are worthy, God. So, Lord, we are here to worship. Here we are to worship, God. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you are our God. You are our King. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. And we love you today, God. We bless your name. We magnify your name, God. We exalt your name, God. We lift your name on high. You alone are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. You are worthy of our praise, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, we couldn't praise you enough. We couldn't adore you enough. We couldn't exalt you enough. We couldn't lift you up enough. We couldn't magnify you enough, oh God. Ah, my God, hallelujah. We come with a yet will I praise him on our lips and in our hearts. No matter what's going on in our lives, we have made up our mind that yet will we praise you. Yet will we give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor. Yet will we give you, my God, all of our adoration, all of our praise, oh God. We bow down before you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship and adore you, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, huh? We magnify your name, God. We bind up everything that's not like you, oh Lord. We come against all the spiritual warfare, my God. Hallelujah. That may be coming against your people, coming against your prayer line, coming against this prayer line, coming against this ministry, my God. We bind up the big. We bind up the spirit of big trucks, my God, and heavy traffic, my God. We bind up the spirit of big trucks and heavy traffic that would try to stop us and oppose us from getting in our to our destination, getting in our way, my God, just getting in the way. We bind up the spirit of traffic jams. Come on, somebody. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of accidents. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and road rage, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. I know I'm talking about some natural occurrences, but I'm speaking this thing in the spiritual realm. My God, prophetically, my God, in the spirit realm, because as you are moving forward towards your purpose, as you are moving forward towards the blessing that God has in store for you, as you are moving forward towards your destiny, there are some big trucks and some heavy traffic that's in your way, some road rage and some accidents, some my God, oh glory, some people in the way, some things in the way, some opposition, my God, trying to stop you from getting to your destination, trying to stop your ministry from going forth, trying to stop this ministry from going forth, trying to stop your marriage from prospering, trying to stop your money from prospering, trying to stop you, my God, hallelujah, from making an impact in the land for the glory of God. But we bind it up, my God, in the name of Jesus, and we call into fruition an open highway, my God, an open throughway, a throughway, my God, a throughway where you could just go straight through, where there will be no hindrances, there will be no there will be no sidetracks, my God, there will be no booby tracks, oh my God, there will be no road construction. Come on, somebody. There will be no orange cones telling you can't take that road. Oh, my God, because God's going to open up the road. He's going to open up the path, my God, so that you can move forward and take forth your prophetic destiny. Take a hold of your prophetic blessing. Take a hold of everything that God has for you. My God, hallelujah. And it's going to be a straight shot. It's going to be a straight open path for you to move forward through the road. That's right, Pastor. Through the road to success, my God, in the name of Jesus. And you're going to be able to merge with your blessing. You ain't going to have to yield, but you're going to be able to merge with your blessing. Come on, somebody. You ain't going to have to stop. You ain't going to have to stop. There ain't going to be no more red lights. Oh, my God. You're not going to be faced with the sign that says, do not enter. But it's going to be a big green light, and it's going to say, go. It's going to say go. It's going to say you have arrived. The GPS, God's positioning system is going to speak to you and tell you you have arrived.
Amen.
You have arrived at your destination. Just a little bit further. Just keep pressing. Just keep going. Just keep moving forward. Just keep going about your Father's business, and you're going to arrive at your destination in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's a word for somebody. I know you've been facing some opposition, red lights and traffic signs and stop signs and all kinds of big trucks and heavy traffic. But God says, my God, it's your time and it's your turn.
Mm.
My God. God says he done brought you to the front of the line. Oh, glory. Somebody need to hear God on today. He said he has brought you to the front of the line. No more sitting on the sideline like a parked car, watching everybody else go forward and be blessed. God says, it's your turn, it's your time. My God, hallelujah, it's your season. Hallelujah, a breakthrough. It's your season of a manifestation. It's your season. A blessing, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah for the prophetic release on tonight on this prayer line for your people, God, that we are truly entering in, that we have truly entered in, not are, but we have. It's the season of now. Oh, my God. We have truly, truly entered into our season. We have truly entered into our set season, our appointed season. And this is our season to possess everything that you have for us. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on today, God. Hallelujah, for bringing us to our set place at your set time. We're in our Kairos season, Pastor.
Yes.
My God, this is the time when we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be walking around like we're walking on eggshells, like God might not do what he said he would do. My God, we don't have to worry and question whether or not God's going to bring it to pass, because God says, I'm surely going to bring it to pass. And I know that word is for New Creation Christian Ministries and for Pastor Anthony and myself, and somebody else better go ahead and grab that word. Grab that word. You're about to pull up into your own driveway. You're about to pull up to your own house. You're about to ride in your new car. My God. God's getting ready to bless you above and beyond what you can think, ask, or imagine. My God. So it's time. It's the right time. It's the right season. My God, it's time to bust the move in the spirit realm. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pass this over to Pastor Emily, and he's going to continue.
To God be the glory. We thank God, amen, hallelujah, for his grace and his mercy, which follow us all the days of our lives. We, hallelujah, to God be the glory, have a word from the Lord, and we believe that God wants to release this word tonight as we continue in prayer. To God be all the glory. Bless his holy name on this evening. John chapter number 5. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter number 5, looking at verse number 1. Thank you, Father. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We were in transit, and we are now settled into the word of Almighty God. And as Pastor was praying, there was such resistance. And we believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. The story in the word of God, John chapter 5. Verse number 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind people, halt withered, waiting, help us God, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie there and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will you be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no one when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step down before me and get into the pool. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. On the same day, this was the Sabbath. God, as I was in my meditation today, told me to share some thoughts from this tonight at Bible study as we continue in prayer. But there's been seasons in my life where maybe the people that I hung around, they weren't physically blind. They weren't physically blind, but could not see sometimes past what God had for them. Sometimes we can't see past our set of circumstances. We can't see past the pain of our present condition. And people aren't blind physically, but sometimes they're blind as it relates to seeing what God has for them. Maybe physically they can walk. They're not paralyzed. But as you talk to them, it's talk and no action. People aren't walking. They're not moving. They're not taking risks. There are some who are not deaf. They're not deaf naturally, but they can't hear from God. That there are so many still listening to the voice of the devil instead of the voice of Almighty God. And we have to ask ourselves the question sometimes, how bad do we want what we want? Glory be to God. Amen. This is why we got to pray. We have to pray and believe that God has good things stored up for us. He asked this man, do you want to be made whole? In other words, it's up to you. Not who got in the water first, not who's the blame for where you are in life, but through the power of prayer and a prayer of faith, I believe us, like this man, God is telling us to get up. God is telling us to take risks. God is telling us to pray without ceasing and move out on what he told us to do. God is telling us to make our decision about the people that we hang around and the company that we keep. God is sharing to us about our relationships and our friendships and the things that sometimes is hindering us. And we got to pray to break certain strongholds. We got to pray to break off familiar spirits. We have to pray sometimes to get out of our own way. Amen, somebody. There's an uncommon, there's an unusual, there's an unlimited favor stored up for us. And I believe, like this man, God is saying, do we want it? And if we want it, we can have it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wanted a good marriage, and now I have a good marriage. I wanted kids. I have kids. I want to impact this world, and I want to experience the power of God on a daily basis. And those things are happening. And I believe through the power of prayer, God will continue to bless us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we, glory be to God, thank you for moving us. We thank you for advancing us. We thank you for progressing us. We thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for allowing us to be productive. God, in the name of Jesus, we do not want to be stuck. We don't want to be stagnant. We do not want to be ineffective, but God, in the name of Jesus, the enemy have yoked so many up, telling us what we can't do, telling us what we cannot accomplish, having so many paralyzed with fear and inadequacy and feeling inferior, but the devil is a liar on tonight. We break every stronghold. We break every spirit of complacency. We break that spirit and that bondage of fear that's preventing people to step into their destiny, to step into their divine purpose, to go ahead and do their God-given assignment in the earth realm. You are calling Christians to get into positions of power. You are calling believers in the name of Jesus to be promoted physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You are calling us in the name of Jesus to be seated in those heavenly places, to go into another realm, to enter into another dimension. Glory be to God. So we thank you for elevation on tonight. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would lift our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for every person under the sound of our voice. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, those who will write books, those who will make spiritual CDs, those who will do great exploits in the financial industry, those who will make an impact in ministry, those in the name of Jesus that will raise a positive family. In glory be to God, according to your will and according to your way, those who will be transformed by the renewing of their minds, bringing your name glory, for we are the light of the world, we are the salt of the earth, and men shall look upon us and glorify our Father which is in heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. God wants to get the glory out of your career. God wants to get the glory out of your ministry. God wants to get the glory out of your testimony. God wants to get the glory out of your rags to riches story. God wants to get the glory in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold that you break down, every generational curse that you bust through in the name of Jesus, every familiar spirit that got a back up from the people of God, God is saying those are the ones that are praying. Those are the ones that are advancing. Those are the ones that are productive in this season. I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor, tonight in the name of Jesus, because just like in the natural, everything tried to prevent us from getting here. Everything tried to get in our way. Everything tried to be a distraction. Everything tried to be, in the name of Jesus, a hindrance. But the devil is a liar. Delay is not denial. I'm going to say it again. Delay do not mean that God has denied you. Keep your head up. Hang in there. Don't throw in the towel. Do not quit on your dream. Do not quit on your relationship. Don't give up on that ministry that God has birthed in your spirit. You have conceived. You're pregnant with that purpose. You are pregnant with that power. Like Mary, baby, leaped. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John leaped in her belly just by the presence of Mary coming in with Jesus in the womb. In the name of Jesus. And they babies leap together. Hallelujah. And that's what happens when we're around like-minded people. That's what God was saying in John chapter 5. I need you to get away from those who feel stuck. I need you to get away from those who are impotent. I need you to move away from those who do not hear me and obey me. I need you to change company if they don't have your Father's business in mind. I need you to make a decision, glory be to God, to say, if God be for me, who can be against me? And that man said to Jesus, by standing up, I agree with you. I don't need a miracle water. Who is that for right there? Glory be to God. As they saw this man walking, as they saw this man working, as they saw this man praising God, as they saw this man healed and made whole, they knew those who got healed by the miracle pool at Bethesda, he wasn't healed that way. He wasn't delivered that way. Who is it? Who am I talking to tonight? It was not the water, but it was the hand of God. Hallelujah. It was not the water, but it was the power of God. It was a word in the Lord, it was a word in the mouth of Jesus. And see, all sometimes we need is a word. That's why we pray on this line prophetically, because we believe in the apostolic. We believe in the prophetic. We believe in the supernatural. We believe in the invisible power of God. And with the word spoken over your life, with the prophetic rhema word in the name of Jesus, in our day we're not short of great preaching and teaching, but we need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. We need God to speak in the name of Jesus. We need God to move in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for every marriage. That official over that marriage spoke a word, till death do they part. For better, for worse, rich or sick, in the name of Jesus, in health or any other way, nothing will separate what God has joined together. Those who are single, you say you will give them the desires of their heart, God, in the name of Jesus, if they put their trust in you. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we believe in the word of the Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away. Come on, people of God. But my word will remain forever. I read it on Sunday in our church. We ain't going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of our God. I thank God for my marriage, but the man of God spoke a word to Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca 21 years ago. He said, do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? All we could say was, yes, we do. And we're still confessing that 21 years later, we still marry, because at our wedding, we confess Jesus. He said, if you deny me, I will deny you. But if you confess me, glory be to God, you will be that conqueror. You will be, in the name of Jesus, the one doing great things with your life. If you do not deny me, if you profess me before men, I will profess you before my Father.
Yes.
And I thank God
yes.
for the people who come to this prayer line on a regular.
Yes.
You believe. You're a faith walker.
Amen.
You are a believer. You believe John. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I tell you, there's a praise report passed on the line tonight. There's a testimony on the line tonight. I don't know if it's going to be audible or spoken, but I know it's in the place because God is good.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Every good and perfect gift is from God.
Yes.
I got a good wife. God gave me a good wife, a good job. Maybe you got a good mindset. Maybe you have good children. Maybe you have good opportunities. Maybe you have a good life. Every good gift is from God. As we continue to pray tonight, we continue to believe God tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to share our stories and our testimony. We're going to continue to give God praise. There was a resistance, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
In the natural.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes there's a resistance in the spiritual.
Yes.
But the devil can't stop what God has already put in motion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor, take this first caller, and we're going to keep it moving
because
we believe the Bible tonight.
Amen. Area code 973.
To God be the glory. Our first caller tonight is coming from the area code of 973.
Hi, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Carmen. I'm calling today, this evening, because I have a niece who's as old as Pastor Anthony, and they just found calcifications in her breast, and, you know, she has to have surgery next Monday, and she needs to have radiation, and she needs to take chemo medication, like, for 5 years. And she's very nervous, and she's very anxious. And I've been trying to reach out and give her support and tell her that God will take care of her. And I invited her to the prayer line. I don't know if she's going to come on, but she's been on, like, maybe a couple of years ago. Her name is Jotty. She had been on once. And so I want prayer for her because, Pastor Anthony, you've been through this, and you know how one feels, and you know that God healed you. So I need God to use me so I could get through to my niece and give her God's encouragement and to know that, you know, it's okay to be nervous or anxious because we're human beings, you know, but we also have to remember that God has the last word, and God could do whatever the doctor says, God could turn it around. And so I need prayer for her.
Amen. We're definitely going to do that. And I do relate to her mindset, her spirit. It is a very frightening thing. It is a very challenging thing. It is a serious time in one's life when you are diagnosed with anything that needs radiation or chemotherapy treatment, even the surgery that she's going to need. And it's already noted that for 5 years she will need to be on the chemotherapy, which can do many things to our bodies. So we are going to pray because we believe in healing. We believe in miracles. So let us pray. Is it Jada?
Yadi. It's Y-A-R-I. Yadi.
Yari.
Spell it that?
Yari.
Y-A-R-I. Y-A-R-I. Yari. Amen. Let's pray for Yari. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying right now for Yari, Sister Carmen's niece, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, she is in need of a miracle. She is in need of healing. She is in need, Father God, of an answer from glory. We thank you for the doctors. We thank you for the diagnosis and the treatment that they've already laid out and planned for her life to prolong her life in this earth realm. We speak life right now over her life in the name of Jesus, because we understand your word decrees and declare that life and death lies in the power of our mouth and in our tongue. And right now we speak to Yari in the name of Jesus. We speak the word of God that says she shall live. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as she began with the surgery and the chemotherapy and the radiation treatments, that God, she will respond favorably, that her body will be able to withstand, in the name of Jesus, everything, Lord, that is needed for her to be totally restored and totally, in the name of Jesus, healed. And I thank you right now, and glory be to God for your word. Psalm 107, you sent your word and healed them to save them from their destruction. And right now we speak that word over her life, that you were wounded for her transgressions. You was bruised for her iniquity. Chastisement of our peace and Yari peace was upon you. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare her healed. Every sickness and disease must back up to the blood and power of Jesus Christ. We understand that cancer is abnormal blood cells. Abnormal blood cells trying to impact the red cells, blood cells, and the white normal blood cells, and try to do, in the name of Jesus, damage. But right now we turn it back. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the remission. We thank you, glory be to God, for allowing it to decrease and allowing it to back up out of her body. And, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we cancel that curse of cancer. We cancel it and denounce it right now. In the name of Jesus, we silence the enemy, the tormenting demons, Lord, that laugh and try to play with her mind and her thoughts, as she, Father God, may experience fear at a large and deep level. Right now, we speak peace over Yari. We say the peace of the Lord be with you, young lady, in the name of Jesus. God, give her peace in the middle of this storm. Give her peace, God, in the middle of this trial. Give her peace, Lord, in the middle of this test. We believe she's going to come forth as pure gold. We believe that she's going to come through this, God, in the name of Jesus, stronger and wiser and better. We believe, glory be to God, that this will someday be behind her, and she will give you praise. Hallelujah. We believe in the name of Jesus, like me, she will be a cancer survivor. She will be cancer free. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you will not allow this to remain in her body. We believe by faith right now that you're going to do a supernatural intervention. We believe by faith right now, because you said, be it unto us according to our faith. And, Lord, if Yari don't have the faith that she needs right now, her aunt, Sister Carmen, is praying. She's going to speak life into this young lady. She's going to believe and pray for her niece continuously. She's going to speak light and life into this situation. So we pray for Sister Carmen that you would give her the words. Give the family the words that she can speak to the family, even comforting the mom and the dad and the loved ones of Yari, even speaking words, Lord, that have power and authority to allow this disease to decrease and be denounced and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, as you healed me, God, as you delivered me, God, as you set me free from my infirmity, God, as you got me out of my bed of affliction, God, as you got me out of that hospital, God, as you allowed me to survive major surgery, God, as you allow the chemotherapy and the radiation to work along with my prayers and my faith, we believe right now that all things will work together for Yari.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
That the doctors will have the wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes.
Thank God for modern medicine.
Yes.
Thank God that it can be treated. Thank God there is answers
yes.
to what she's going through.
Yes,
so we encourage her if she's discouraged.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Speak life into that situation. And we say, Lord, let your will be done as it relates to Yari. And we
yes,
speak.
Lord.
Your joy, God. Give her joy, Lord. It's a frightening thing for a young person. But we know, God, that you know more than what we know, and she belongs to you. So minister to Yari, whether she's in a hospital or at home, we thank you, God, that you will never forsake her nor leave her. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We believe by faith, Sister Carmen, even you being her aunt, that she's going to be fine.
Amen. I feel it. I feel it in my spirit also. But, you know, I just told her to, you know, trust in God because God will take care of her. And I also told her about your book and how God healed you of cancer. And I told her that I would, you know, about that I'm going to get a book, your book, and I'm going to mail it to her because I know
Amen.
That this book is going to be very beneficial at this time in her life.
To God be the glory. I believe that book is going to bless many people, those who've been diagnosed with cancer, who's going
yes.
through the treatments right now, and those
yes.
on the other side or the beginning stages. I thank God he gave me this opportunity to share my experience, and I, like
Amen.
You, believe he's going to bless a lot of people.
Yes, he is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, guys,
Amen.
For your prayers. I love you.
Love
Amen.
You.
And
Thank
we will
you.
Continue to pray. Love you. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bring them to the prayer. That's what you were saying.
Yes, yes. Because, Pastor, not just cancer, but it looks like cancer is so prevalent in this time in which we're living. But any sickness, any disease, whether it's eyes or heart disease or a renal or kidney failure, whatever it is, we believe God is a healer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we are encouraged because we have prayed, and God said in his word that if we pray, believing anything, that we could believe that he hears us and that he will give us those things for which we have prayed as we pray according to his will. And we know that it's God's will that Yari be healed. We know it's God's will, my God, that no one should perish. So we just thank God for the power
Amen.
Of prayer.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to take another caller, area code 678.
Yes.
Area code 678. God bless you. Area code 678.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. How are you doing today?
Oh,
I
yes.
I want to give praise and all the glory to God because he's been really faithful to me. I mean, he works in so much mysterious way. Sometimes we worry about how this is going to work out, how that's going to work out. I've gotten to the point that I don't worry because I know that God's going to work it out.
Yeah.
But when he works it out, I like say like, oh my God, you know, he has a plan. And he works it out at his own way. So I thank
yeah.
God. I thank God. I thank God a lot for what he, how he's directed me, what he has been showing me. And I know that he's got so much in store for me. Last week, you guys prayed for me for my disability. Well, I just want to give you an update on it. I still need prayer on it. I called up today, and they told me that call them back in 2 weeks because it's no longer the paperwork is no longer on top of the judge's office. He passed it on to the to the decision writer. And I'm like, a decision writer? What is a decision writer? But you know what? God is my decision writer, and God is going to write.
Amen.
However he want it to be, God is going to be my decision writer. So I'm hoping and praying that everything, you know, turns out to my favor, but only God knows. So however he does it, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm not going to be disappointed, because I know that he'll have a better plan. So either way it works out, you know, I'm just grateful to God that now it's not no longer on the judge's office. It's moving on. So in two more weeks, I should have an answer. So I just like you guys, you know, to pray on that for me, you know, again, and I'm hoping and praying and believing that it's going to work out. I did have a song. Let me see if I have. Well, I want to thank everyone too. I mean, for all prayers for my son and all my friends and family, and both of you too, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I'm looking so forward to. I'm praying and believing that God's gonna let me take that Labor Day weekend to take a drive up there and to visit your church and just to, you know, worship God at your church and just see you guys, because I like talking to you guys, but I want to hug, and, you know, I just want to be there. So God, our God is an awesome God. So, and
yes,
I mean, he's so awesome. He there's no other word for God, God's works. I mean, he reigns, and he's just awesome. He's my everything. You know, he's looking down upon all of us, regardless. He looks down upon all of us, and he does have a plan for each and every one of us. So all we need to do is just stand still, just wait, pray, and keep believing and having faith that everything is going to come to pass. So I'm not singing tonight because I don't know. I just didn't. I sang just before I got on, and I said, no, I'm not going to sing. So God bless everyone on this prayer line, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. God bless both of you. So I just need that little prayer, the little push that the decision writer is going to make the right decision and just write what I am looking or expecting. So, and I say, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of your daughter, Sister Maria, God. We thank you, Lord, that she just has a continual praise in her mouth, Father God, before you, God, that no matter what is going through on and how long she has to wait, and no matter whose hands and the natural things are in, God, she has a confidence that you are still yet in control. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria, God. We thank you for her testimony. We thank you for her witness, oh, God, that she is a witness of true faith, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh, God. Hallelujah for that perfect peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding, God, that she knows, Father God, that you have made a way out of what appears to be no way, and that there's always a ram in the bush. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what she has already said out of her mouth. And even as she called the judge, hallelujah, that she was found out, that she was advised, my God, that things are no longer in that office, but it has been elevated to the decision maker, the decision writer. And, Lord, we thank you that things go from the natural earthly judge to the natural earthly decision writer to the heavenly, ultimate, more all-powerful, all-magnificent decision maker. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are already, hallelujah, manifesting the decision that you have made regarding, Father God, this situation. So we thank you, Lord, as we prayed last week, God, we continue to pray for divine favor. Lord, we continue to pray, Father God, that all things will work out for Sister Maria's favor, oh God. I say that word favor. I just feel a vibration like a machine revving up, my God. Hallelujah. And there's some things that God is revving up in your behalf. There's some things that God is working on your behalf. There's some things that God is working on behind the scenes. And I was talking as we were coming in about the signs and the street signs and the things that happen in the natural. And God showed me, even now, men at work, my God, men at work, God has put people to work on your behalf. And the man, God, is at work in your situation. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for being at work. You said in Romans 8:28 that we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you and the called according to your purpose. So, Lord, we come to you, Father God, not pressing, not trying to push your hand, but believing, God, that you already have a great plan for Maria, that you said, I declare, decree, Jeremiah 29:11 over her life. For you said, I know the plans I have for her, plans to prosper her, to take care of every need, to bring that to her financially, to add to her, and she will prosper and be in good health, even as her soul prospers, and to prosper her and not to harm her, to give her hope for her future. So, Lord, I declare and decree, we decree that word over her life tonight, God, that she is walking into total prosperity, total wellness, my God, total peace, my God, hallelujah, that she won't have to worry about anything, but God, you have already worked it out. So while we're trying to figure it out, God, we thank you that you have already worked it out. So we thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you for that decision maker, decision writer, my God.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you that you are the ultimate decision maker and that the decision has already been made. So we thank you in advance, oh God, for divine favor. We are thanking you by faith for divine favor. You say we walk by faith and not by sight. And if we have already received it, we have no reason to have faith.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we have faith tonight that you're working things out on the behalf of our dear sister and that she will get a yes, because the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for her yes, my God. And we want to claim that yes, oh God, and we want to touch and agree on a yes tonight, God. So, Lord, we are touching and agreeing on a yes, God, and we thank you in advance, oh God, for moving on her behalf in Jesus' mighty name. So we believe you by faith. By faith, we believe that it's already done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
And Pastor Rebecca, thank you so much for that prayer. I just wanted to mention one more thing. Maybe you want to say a little prayer for my friend Jerome. He has really had the worst things happen to him with his car. It's unbelievable. And today I sent him a text, but I need you to just say a little prayer for him. I told him that Satan only attacks those who are headed in the right direction. And attacks only means you're getting closer. So, and not only for Jerome, but for everyone else that you feel that, you know, you try to take one step forward, you get two steps back. Just keep on pushing, because you're only getting closer to God, and you know that Satan don't like that. So, please say a little prayer for Jerome so that his transportation situation gets a little better. Okay, thank you so much.
We're going to pray for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Jerome right now. Lord, you understand his needs, his necessity of an automobile and transportation right now in the name of Jesus. So we pray for your grace and your mercy and your favor to be, hallelujah, upon him as he resolves this situation with his vehicle. God, give him a reliable vehicle. God, make it a way out of no way in the name of Jesus to repair it or fix it where it could be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, reliable. comfortable with no mishaps and nothing happening in the future, Lord, where he can get around and do the things that he needs to do on a daily basis. So right now, God, we thank you for his business prospering. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the motor vehicle that he would need to sustain his livelihood. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus for your divine hand to be on this situation, that you would give him the answers, give him the solutions, show him where to go, show him what to do, how to get it done in the name of Jesus. He needs his vehicle. And right now, God, we pray and bind up that spirit of discouragement. The enemy comes in those areas where we know we need, Father God, and he's trying to attack the need. But the devil is a liar, and we bind him up right now, trying to discourage Brother Jerome. So right now, give him peace. Give him, Father God, resolve. Give him answers to how he can get back on the road and get his car established in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you that he has the wheels and they're rolling and the motor is fine and the transmission is fine and the engine is purling and he's doing what he needs to do to sustain what he needs to sustain. We thank you and we praise you for it, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The gold is mine. The silver is mine. He said, we have not because we ask not. And we're asking right now on behalf of Brother Jerome that you would resolve and fix this car situation, this truck situation, and give him favor. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah amen. And amen.
Amen.
Well, we believe.
Thank you so much.
We had some people in our ministry that this particular week, car trouble, quite a few members. I was at the mechanic all day Saturday with my vehicle. So the enemy is a liar. And he's going to just, I find the answer to get my wheels back on the road. He's going to do the same thing. We believe in by faith right now. It's already done.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. You guys have a good night, and God bless the rest of your week.
God bless.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is so awesome. I tell you, he's a healer.
Yes.
He's a provider.
Yes.
He is a protector.
Yes.
The thing he said, I'll meet all of your needs.
Yes.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank God. You know, God know we need housing.
Yes.
He know we need transportation and automobiles.
Yes.
God know we need jobs. He knows some, you know, this generation need credentials and college degrees and other certifications. God, it said before we ask, Pastor, God knows. So those of us in faith, that's what he honors. Amen?
Yeah.
I've seen it in my lifetime, and I'm continuing to believe God for some things, but I believe that, Brother Jerome, the vehicle situation is already done.
Already done.
Already done.
Already
done. Anybody on this line, it's already done.
Already done.
Let's take another caller. To God be all the
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is an area code 832. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elaine. How are you today?
God bless you. How are you?
God bless you. I'm good. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
I just love listening to the show, and I was just calling, as always, to hear what the Lord has to say.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let us pray and see what God has to say. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for Sister Elaine tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God.
Praise
that our heart and her ears are attentive and open to your will and your way for her life.
Yes, Lord.
You said in Jeremiah 29:11, you know the thoughts you think towards her.
Yes, Lord.
Thoughts of good and not of evil. Thoughts of an expected end. So we know that her ladder shall be greater. We know that her future looks bright. We know that her destiny has already been set by your divine hand. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we oppose that which opposes her. We come against that which is trying to come against her. We say, Lord, give her the ability. even during the spiritual warfare, even though the contention, even though the resistance and the rejection may be evident, we believe by faith right now,
yes,
God, that is already done and she's already a victor. She is not a victim. Your word decreed and declared her more than a conqueror. So, God, whatever it is, she's ambitious. She has a desire. Lord, she has ministry in her heart. She has the ability to do your will and a desire to do your will. You said if we be willing and obedient,
yes,
we shall eat of the good of the land. So, God, her physical needs, I feel the Holy Ghost. Meet every physical need, every financial need,
yes, Lord.
Every relational
yes,
need. Every emotional need.
Yes, Lord.
Every mental need.
Yes, God.
We believe, like that man in John chapter 5, Jesus, you said, do you want to be made whole? And we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever it is she's lacking
yes,
in.
Yes.
Whatever it is she's insufficient in. Whatever it is, God, that's a void in her life. We speak right now life into that situation. We, like those dry bones you told Ezekiel to talk to, we say, wake up. We say in the name of Jesus, come together. We speak, like you said, speak to the wind. And we, I feel a wind coming your way right now in the name of Jesus. So God, encourage her heart. Even though that spiritual wind, I don't know where she is right now as she's talking on this prayer line, but I know you're the wind. You're referred to as the wind. And God, as she rests tonight, as she go down from this mountaintop experience tonight, as she wake up in the morning and go throughout her day, be that wind, Lord, as she make her decisions. Be that wind, God, as she moves throughout trying to find out what your will is for her life. Be that wind that hands in her back when she wants to quit or give up. Be that wind, God, when she finds herself frustrated or being discouraged. Be the wind.
Yes, God.
To blow into her nostrils and to blow into her lungs and give her life. Give her ability to move. Give her the ability to stand when she feels like falling, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So we speak strength.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
To every weakened area.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You said speak those things that be not as though they are. And God, all of us get weak at times. All of us, if we were to be honest, worry at times. All of us, if we were to be totally honest, have fear and we are afraid at times. But God, we know that the wind is always blowing in her direction. So send the four winds from the north.
Glory.
Send her the four winds from the north, the south, the east, and the west. From the four corners of the earth. All the days of her life. In Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My wife preached a message about the wind over in Jersey City.
Yes.
And the wind is so significant.
The breath of God.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
The breath of God.
Yes, yes.
They say we don't know where the wind comes from. It's invisible.
Yes.
But I believe the wind is blowing in your direction.
My God, please.
It's a spiritual wind. I don't know where you are and where you're residing. I don't know if it's windy where you are. But, you know, if the fan or the air conditioner blow on you, whatever it is, let it represent the wind.
Yes.
To God's glory.
Yeah. Amen.
So let
God
blow in your direction.
Yes,
and it's amazing. Thank you.
Yes, amen. And I just want to confirm that because it's amazing. As Pastor was praying for you, God said, you shall be filled.
That's it.
He said, you shall be filled because you are hungering and thirsting after me, says the Lord. You shall be filled, my God.
Mm.
So even as after pray, I felt a filling. It was an infilling. I felt that thing in my belly. My God, the breath of God. blowing in your atmosphere, in your direction, right there where you are. The breath of God has been released. So be filled, my God, on tonight in the name of Jesus with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Pneuma, the Holy breath of God. God says you shall be filled. You're seeking, you're knocking, you're asking, you're searching, you're hungering, you're thirsting. It's more of God that you're asking for, and God says you shall be filled. He's delighting in that. God, He's delighting in that. As Pastor was praying, I just caught myself laughing, and it was the laughter of God, the chuckling. God says, I'm delighting. She's bringing me pleasure. She's bringing me joy because she's seeking after me. She's seeking to hear my voice. She's seeking my direction. She's seeking more of me. And God says, she shall be filled. So I just wanted to confirm what Pastor already spoke.
I just feel the wind blowing. To God be the glory.
Oh, to God be the glory. Thank you.
You be encouraged and walk by faith.
I will. Thank you. Oh, and I wanted to say that the Lord was telling me to pray for my state, for Pennsylvania, last week. So I began praying for Pennsylvania. And what I had called for on Saturday was for the four winds, to come from the north, south, and east. And blow up on the state of Pennsylvania, and I was decreeing and declaring all these things for Pennsylvania, but I called for the four winds and I spoke life into the state of Pennsylvania for life to come to the dry bones. So as you were speaking, and I was like, wow, that's why I love to hear. That's why I love to hear what God is.
God be the glory.
Yes, God is good. God is good.
So sometimes I find myself speechless when it comes to the things of God. And that's encouraging everybody, prayer line, and those who are listening to the archive, that once we come in the same spirit, you know, we're not
upper room.
We're not clones of each other, but we have a love for God.
Jeez.
We have a love for the things of God. And he just confirmed some things to you today. God is faithful.
To her prayer.
God is faithful.
That he's sending the four winds to her state.
The state of Pennsylvania.
He's already answered.
My
God.
Well, that's your affirmation and your confirmation, and we're looking for some praise as you give us updates on your state.
I will. Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you. Keep praying. Keep praying. Stay on the wall for your state. It's making a difference.
Amen.
Father, touch and agree with her for the state of Pennsylvania. We thank you, Lord, for confirmation on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer warrior, Father God, that she said, even as a child before you, Father God, praying for her state and obedience to you, oh God. So, Lord, we touch and agree with her, Father God, for the state of Pennsylvania that you have already sent the four winds, as Pastor confirmed, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that the very breath of God has hit that state, and that there's getting ready to be a revival in the state of Pennsylvania. So, Lord, we just thank you for glory. Praise you, glory, hallelujah, for answered prayer on tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you. Amen. God bless.
Jesus, hallelujah.
To God be the glory, hallelujah.
God.
Yeah, God is good.
Glory,
isn't that really, we have a friend who lives in Pennsylvania, Brother Anthony. He said he's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. God is so good in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, Pastor, I know Mother May Thomas may be listening, but we ran out of propane.
Okay, yes.
We're going to have a grill and a cookout. We're going to continue to pray, but I just have a thought. We have a gas grill. My daughter, Hakita, has seasoned her chicken, put the pepper, put the salt, put the garlic powder on the chicken, pre-cooked the chicken, and she went out to the grill, fired her up, and ran out of propane. And as you were talking about Sister Elaine being filled up.
Yeah.
We had to go get more propane, like a car runs out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God is filling people up on this prayer line tonight.
Hallelujah.
I believe there's been an infilling.
Yes, yes.
We went to North Carolina and got refreshed, but I believe tonight there's an infilling.
Oh, my God.
Because sometimes we run low on energy.
Yes.
We run low on passion and enthusiasm and zeal for God. And I believe tonight it was an infusion.
Ooh.
Tonight it was an infilling.
Mm.
And I got another propane tank.
Oof.
And we had a cookout, and the food was delicious. But guess what? We had to get more propane in
more
the tank.
Propane.
We had to get more gas in the tank.
Jesus,
and that's
Jesus,
what God did tonight.
Jesus.
He filled us up
I
again.
Feel God so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is just so awesome. And we'll take another caller, dear, for another caller. But I want to, you talked about my mother. Mother May Thomas, and she's on this prayer line.
She's there.
Every
Amen.
Tuesday, she's
Amen.
Here faithfully on Tuesday. And we were out on this weekend on Saturday. We had come from the auto mechanic getting my husband's car fixed. And my mother called with a testimony, and it was just so powerful. Let me tell you, God will take care of you. It's already done. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's our protector. He's
yep.
El Shaddai. He's the secret place. He's the shelter of the Most High. He is the very air that we breathe. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the wind that blows through our hair, my God, to God be the glory. He is awesome. He's our redeemer, our deliverer. My God, I just tell you, I love God so much. I love him so much. And I love when I hear testimonies come across the line. But my mother called me with a testimony. She went shopping on Saturday, and she took her purse with her, took her pocketbook with her. She had over $300 in cash because she had just come back from vacation and had not went back to put the money in the bank again. But she had the money in cash, her credit cards, her driver's license, all of that stuff in her pocketbook, went to the store, got what she needed to get, came out of the store, broke a $50 bill, just stuck the change in the top of her pocketbook, not even her wallet, left the pocketbook open. She's in Florida, right? Went to put the pocketbook in the car. And went to her car, put the groceries in her trunk, got in her car, drove home, got home, took the groceries out of the trunk, and went to look for her pocketbook and did not have her pocketbook. So she went and looked in the car, looked in the trunk, looked all over for the pocketbook. She did not have it. So she got in the car praying. I said, you know how we pray when something is missing. Went all the way home. She said she prayed, oh, Lord Jesus, please let my pocketbook. But she, in her heart, was like, I know that pocketbook is still not in that cart. Maybe I left it in the store. Maybe I didn't put it in the cart. And it would have been in the parking lot where people hang out asking for change. Can I have some change? And she went there. She looked in the parking lot. There was no pocketbook in the cart. Then she went inside the store and asked the guy when she checked out, did someone turn in a pocketbook? No, ma'am. Nobody turned in the pocketbook. She says she's walking out of the store. And something, come on, we know what that is. When something says, go and ask that lady over there. Pointed out the exact lady. Go and ask that lady over there behind that cash register if anybody turned in the pocketbook. She went over there. Did anybody turn in the pocketbook? Book. And the lady said, yes. As a matter of fact, there was a lady here. She left me this number. She found the pocketbook in the cart, in the shopping cart, in the parking lot, and said, if anybody comes looking for this pocketbook for me to give them this number. My mother said she shouted all the way out of that store. She went in there. She couldn't wait to call that lady. The lady wasn't home. She called back.
Again,
the lady still wasn't home. Talked to the lady's husband, and the husband said, yeah, she found the pocketbook. And then when she finally talked to the lady,
The lady said, where do you live? I will bring you the pocketbook. And the lady had already called my mother's sister, who my mother had just visited in South Carolina, to tell my mother's sister that she had found my mother's pocketbook. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. So my mother went over there, and she said, no, I will come to you. She got in her car. She went over there. She saw that lady. She grabbed that lady, gave that lady the biggest hug. The money was in the pocketbook. The cash, over $300, was in the pocketbook. The driver's license, the credit cards, everything that was in there was in there. Don't tell me our God is not faithful. Amen. And that is my mother's testimony. I'm giving it, hallelujah, because I know she's not going to come on the line and give it, but she's with us. She's with us diligent in prayer, and God is faithful. God will rebuke. My mother is a tither. Let me say this again. My mother, Mother May Thomas, is a tither, and God will rebuke the devourer. When you tithe, when you give God back from what he has given you, God says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And I just thank God for that testimony, that God's word, listen, God's word will not fail. It won't come back void. God will do what he said he would do. And he was faithful to, she said, I can't wait to go to church tomorrow. I'm just going to fall. She said, when they say, anybody want to come to the altar, I'm going to go straight to the altar and get on my knees. Amen. So we thank God for that testimony.
Yeah, Mother May Thomas, again, we've been giving her testimony, but she was so excited on Saturday because it's a supermarket, times are hard.
Yes.
It was a public parking lot.
Yes.
Where there's a lot of activity. Anyone could have got to that pocketbook.
Yes.
Which was open, exposing the cash.
Right.
Yeah. And I told my mother-in-law, I said, God gave you an angel.
Wow.
God sent you an angel. That's
yes.
The God we serve. Because that woman was willing to bring her the pocketbook, willing not to
leave it.
We're not leaving in the supermarket because we know how that could have been. That could have ended badly. You know, not talking about the people at the supermarket, but this woman took care of Mother May Thomas' purse, pocketbook, and wanted to give it directly to her. That's an angel from God. And God protects us like that.
Yes.
He really does. So it's a supernatural occurrence.
My God.
That can only happen by God.
Jesus.
So we're going to pray for Mother May Thomas. Our Father, yes. She's always covered with prayer by the prayer line. She works hard for her money. And God, you gave her a source of income. God, she shops and she cooks food for so many people. And I thank God because she has a giving heart and she is a giver, that you protected her giving.
Yes.
You protected her money. You protected her income.
Yes, Lord.
You protected her privacy through her credit cards and
yes.
her personal items that she
yes.
keeps in her pocketbook. And God, we thank you for that. Some may think it's a small testimony, but we know it's a big one. We know, God, it is huge.
Jesus.
Because in this day of identity theft and people taking your credentials and doing the wrong thing, you protected my mother.
Yes.
And I thank you for it. Now, God, continue to put money in her hand.
Yes.
Continue to meet every need. Continue to provide for her in every area. Even as she has joy about this testimony, we know you've been good to her whole life. And she has more good days ahead of her. So right now, we pray for her comfort. We pray for her peace. We pray that she always will be able to praise you. We pray for her children, her grandchildren. We thank you for the house that she dwells in. We thank you in the name of Jesus that she go to and from our work and her sister's house and her siblings, or whatever she does on a daily basis, that like you protected that pocketbook, you will protect her.
Yeah. Ooh, glory, glory.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
God, thank you, Jesus.
Just as you protected her belongings.
Thank you, Lord.
See, what God has for you is for you.
My God.
He was not going to let anyone.
Stop worrying about it. That's right.
We worry about stuff
and
we get insecure and we get over anxious and we get so afraid and we don't live. And God is saying, no, lighten up. I got you.
Yeah, I got this. My God.
I do not want my people to live in fear.
Yes.
I don't want you to be afraid.
Yes, go ahead and speak that, Pastor.
I don't want you to be insecure.
Yes,
I don't want you to be paranoid. I don't want you to be anxious. Because my word says, why worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow have enough problems of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Today is sufficient.
Sufficient.
So this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, yes.
And I know somebody on this prayer line, Pastor, they have a need.
Yeah.
There's somebody who has, amen, a situation.
Yeah.
There's someone with a circumstance. And we believe by faith
it's
going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
To God, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, I'm just excited.
Yeah.
Remember the widow? And at home it wasn't right because her son was not right.
That's right. What did she say?
It is well.
It is well.
And as we go down from this prayer line tonight, you have to decree and declare, it is well.
Yes.
Don't let nothing shake you.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Don't let anything shake you. And we pray for everyone on the prayer line on tonight. Even as we go off of the prayer line tonight, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony that has gone forth, for the testimonies that have gone forth. We thank you for the confession that has been made. We thank you for the prayers that are being made, Father God. Even as we pray so diligently, we're like Pastor God showed me, we're like workmen sitting on the wall praying, covering people, covering the lives of God's people in prayer.
Yeah.
And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, that you allow us to labor in prayer on the behalf of your people, God, not begging, not pleading, but Lord, just coming to you with our petitions, knowing that you, Father God, hear us and that you, Father God, delight in giving us those things for which we ask.
Yeah.
So Lord, I pray for every home, pray for every household, that you will have your way, that your will be done in the precious master's name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will meet every need, whatever the needs are, God. Somebody has a need before you on tonight. Pastor already said it. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you are that all-sufficient person, that all-sufficient self-existent being who can meet every single need. You are God, and you created all. You provide all. You, Father God, can just speak a word into our situation, and it shall be fulfilled. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word that has already been spoken, oh God, over the lives of your people. And we receive blessings. We receive prosperity. We receive breakthrough. We receive healing. We receive wholeness. We receive peace, my God, not just for ourselves, but for our family. And Lord, we pray for this United States of America, God. Father God, we pray, Father God, for peace. Father God, we pray for wisdom in the White House, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give our president, Father God, the wisdom that he needs, Father God, to do the job that he has, Father God, stepped up to the plate to take, oh God. We believe, oh God, that you are still in control, even in the White House, and we're, Father God, asking for divine intervention into every situation, God. Lord, let people that need health care have health care, Father God. Let, Father God, those who have need assistance have assistance. You said the poor we will always have with us. So, Lord, we are, Father God, just believing you, Father God, that those things that need to be taken care of pertaining to this United States of America will be taken care of, and that the needs will be met of the needy and the hungry and the poor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those who don't have will be provided for. And those who, Father God, need protection will be protected, oh God. And Lord, we just ask for unity and peace, Father God. And Father God, that we will walk together, Father God, on one accord. Father God, let there not be division and racial discord. And Father God, even discord between the Democrats and the Republicans, oh God. Father God, let us come, Father God, to a place of agreement so that we can walk together and, Father God, begin to have resolutions for some of the problems that we are facing in this United States of America. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your name. Bless every marriage, bless every household, bless every family. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural release, a supernatural release. Somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs a breakthrough, and we thank you for a supernatural release on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go down from this place. I believe we have taken every caller. Amen. We thank you for each and every sower. We just got a musician, a keyboard player. New Creation Christian Ministries. I don't know if Sister Carmen came back and pressed one or not. If you want to come back on, Sister Carmen, just press one and then press one again so I can know. But we just got a keyboard player. We got a keyboard player, and the Lord has blessed us. So he's come and he's playing, and he didn't ask for a huge amount of money. Somebody pressed one, and then they pressed one. There was a phone lit. I'm not going to worry about that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it was Jamal or Carmen, Sister Carmen, but we have a keyboard player, and there's a need. There is a need. So your seed is helping the local assembly. So he came and he said, just give me an offering. So we just ask anybody, if the Lord is leading you tonight, to sow into the ministry, so into our musicians, so into the keyboard player, so that we can continue to create an atmosphere. We know music is very important in our services, and we have sacrificed and not had a musician, our pastor Emily plays the drums, and we have not had the keyboard player since our last one left. About a year ago. So we want to offset the cost of the keyboard player through your offering. So we're asking if the Lord leads you, and even we're asking you to make a sacrifice and sow tonight. Just sow into the ministry. We thank God for all of you who already sow on a regular basis. You guys are so crucial to the ministry. You don't know, lives are being changed. Souls are being saved because you are a part of New Creation Christian Ministries, and that you, because you give diligently to this ministry. I don't even have to even ask, because some of you are giving on a regular basis, and we just thank God for you just believing in this ministry enough to say, you know what, I'm going to be a regular sower. I'm going to tithe into this church until God leads me to a place where I can tithe into my local assembly. But I thank God for all of you who are sowing. Some of you are tithing. Some of you are giving a regular seed offering. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. Please continue to give. And we're at nccmonline.org. You can go over there and sow your seed. And Father God, we thank you for even every giver. We thank you for every sower. We thank you for every tither, God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless them as they, Father God, partner with us to do the work that you have called us to do over in this local vineyard in Hillside, New Jersey. Lord, we thank you for the lease of New Creation Christian Ministries being met. We thank you, Lord, for the musicians' honorarium, the seed that we give the musician being met, God. We thank you, Lord. We ask for the drummer, God, that you would even send us a drummer so Pastor Emily won't have to play and preach, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that souls are being saved, Father God, through this ministry. We thank you that lives are being changed, not just on the prayer line, but in the local assembly as well. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to have your way. Bless every seed, God. Multiply it. Multiply every dollar, every 10, every 5, every 50, every million that is sown into this ministry. Multiply it, oh God. You say you give seed to the sower. So God, we want to be sowers. We want to be the ones to give into the bosom of those that have a need. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We're going to go off the air now. God bless you. Continue to keep us in prayer. Amen. Go in peace and serve our God and believe God that is already done. Amen.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
about your future.